Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Ian Miller with Cray. Welcome to the program, Ian.
Thanks very much. Nice to be here.
Cray has been somebody that I've followed for years. You invented supercomputing. You invented high-end computing. But today we're going to be talking about your CX family of products. And I know that you've had CX1 in the marketplace for a long time. You just recently introduced the CX1000.
That's right.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about Cray, and then tell us why you introduced the CX family of products to the marketplace.
Well, Cray has been in the market for supercomputers for over 30 years, and we, as you say, invented that whole sector. But what we decided to do over the last few years has been to branch out and to sort of really create three business units within Cray, one which manages the traditional supercomputers, one of which is something we call custom engineering, which is a boutique engineering organization for special projects. And then we also introduced the CX family to be a commercial high-performance computing offering. And as part of that, we announced a partnership with Intel about 18 months ago. And the CX1 was the first product that came out of that partnership with Intel. And it was designed to really try to make high-performance computing something that anyone could afford and which could be used in commercial organizations, distributed high-performance computing users, things like that. And it was priced at around $20,000 to $80,000. We really tried to bring out a product that was exciting for the market and which would expand Cray's market opportunity significantly by taking us into the commercial high-performance computing sector.
Where is the commercial sector adopting HPC?
Well, it's pretty much everywhere. When you actually lift the covers up, you discover that everybody does high-performance computing in some fashion. The banks do it when they do the Monte Carlo simulations and try to figure out how to manage their various funds. The automobile companies do it when they design a car. Media companies do it when they render a video. And so it's a very large market and one which we think plays to Cray's heritage very well, because although we are known for national labs and for the high-end customers, we obviously are taking that experience of 30 years and trying to make it available now to this much broader commercial market.
I know that you recently relaunched the CX1 with Westmere.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that product and what kind of capabilities it's delivering to your customers?
Well, the CX1 is a cluster in a box. It's a very small machine, very self-contained, and really built for companies who don't necessarily have the machine room infrastructure or the guys in white coats to manage a complex HPC environment. So it's designed to be something that you can just plug in to normal office power, a little bit like the photocopier, something you can just put in into your infrastructure. And there you can have up to 8 nodes or up to 16 processors screaming away there in that small box. Able to run parallel applications, able to run workstation-type applications as well. It can have up to 4 terabytes of storage in the box. It can run GPUs. So it has multiple personalities that you can offer.
And then recently you launched the CX1000, which expands that CX line.
That's right. With the CX1000, we've brought out a product that really helps people to build bigger HPC infrastructures, bigger clusters, but also to use that same multi-purpose functionality we have in the CX1 on a bigger scale. And so there are three personalities that we have in the CX1000. There's a straight cluster chassis, for example, that allows you to scale out using Westmere processors. There is a GPU-based chassis as well that combines Westmere with accelerators. And then the thing we're excited about today is the announcement of the Nehalem EX, or the 7500, and we have a particularly exciting product there, which is an SMP node, which allows you to scale up to 128 cores and up to a terabyte of memory in a very small footprint. And it's built in a nice modular form factor whereby you can do it in 32, 64, or 128 core versions by stacking these modules together. And they connect together using a coherency switch that allows you to connect using Intel's QPI technology to build up to this 128-core footprint. So that's the third personality, the SMP, big memory kind of footprint.
You're delivering the high-performance computing capability to a much wider set of people. People can have access to computing capabilities that were totally unavailable to them before. Have you seen anything with your customers in terms of their rate of innovation or their ability to drive different business practices because of these new capabilities?
People are desperate to innovate and to bring products to market quicker, to bring out more differentiated products and to just find a way to stand out in the market. When times are tough, you need to do everything you can to either lower costs or to bring out better products. And high-performance computing helps you do both of those things. For example, one of our customers brought a product to market recently where they were able to build only 9 physical versions of the product before they shipped it, whereas before they had to physically build 27. And of course, the time-to-market advantage of that simulation, plus the reduction in physical building costs of building those real prototypes as opposed to simulated prototypes, meant that they were able to get the product to market more quickly. They were able to lower their costs of R&D. And those are the kind of benefits that I think all companies are really looking to achieve today.
Ian, where should people go if they want to find more information about these products?
Of course, our website, so www.cray.com is a good place to go. And there you can find brochures and case studies for both the CX-1 and the CX-1000.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the program today. It's been a pleasure to have you.
It's been great. Thanks very much indeed.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.